Call today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour two of the Tuesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. Allows you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where everything is totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Jumping right into the calls. Let's, in fact, start things out with the amplifier line. Mike in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
Relationships. I had an epiphany, you could say, today. I was thinking about the free market and having options and competition, and thought about Ian.
Okay.
What a surprise.
Maybe that's why you don't want to be in a relationship, because it keeps yourself up when you have other options.
Wait, can you rephrase that? Can you say that again? I missed it a little bit.
Maybe the reason for not having a girlfriend, or maybe one of your reasons, would be because you like options, right?
I have a girlfriend. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
He's not in a committed relationship.
I thought at one time he said something about open relationship.
He has an open relationship. I guess that's the term.
Okay. Well, anyway, I just thought of you, but this applies to anybody. Maybe it makes them feel better that the girls are competing or they have that feeling. I don't know. I just
don't know. Okay, I can explain this to you. There's two different types of open relationships out there, and it depends on the people that are getting into the open relationship. There's the primary type that I think most people consider when they hear open relationship, they automatically jump to the conclusion that this is the kind it is, which is the idea is the two people involved in the open relationship are sort of sex fiends, and they want to go out and have sex with as many different people as possible or whatever, experience different things, and so therefore they open their relationship in order...
Swingers.
Swingers, that sort of thing. So they open their relationship in order to foster that. That is not the kind of open relationship I have. I have kind of what I think you were brainstorming to yourself. The idea of my concept is, or our concept, my girlfriend and I, is that if the relationship is open, it means that we're both very open and honest with any sort of desires we might have for somebody of the opposite sex. Not that we actually do have it, but if something like that were to come about, we would be able to talk about it. So if, for instance, say she wanted to go out and have sex with another guy, she'd let me know that she was going to be doing something like that, and I'd be cool with it. However,
would you be cool with it?
Yes, of course I would. However, the intention, though, is that we realize that in a regular relationship, the type that most people get into, this monogamous relationship where you're supposed to be true to the other person in the relationship, we realize that a lot of people just out and out lie to one another as far as whether or not they're going out and having sex with somebody else. And neither of us wants to be lied to if that indeed is going to be the case. I mean, if you're going to go out and have sex with somebody else, be honest about it. And the fact that we know that there's that chance, that both of us knows that there's the potential for the partner to just go out and have sex with somebody else, and that we will be honest about it, is actually more likely to make us more honest and more monogamous, simply because we really love each other and we don't want to lose each other. So therefore, since I know she could go anywhere at any time she wants to, I want to be the best possible partner I possibly can, and she likewise wants to be the best possible partner she possibly can for me, so that we don't go out and explore the open relationship. Does that make any sense at all?
And you put it perfectly. That's what was in my brain. Thanks, Matt. That's what I was thinking.
Right on. So good luck with your relationship, Mike. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'm glad that made sense, because neither of us have, I don't think, even considered stepping outside of the relationship since we entered it.
I'd be very interested. I would just be very interested to see if one of you did, like, how the other would react.
We'd probably be pretty darn disappointed, and I think we would wonder what we did wrong. You know, what did we do to drive you towards somebody else?
So all you've really done is made an agreement to tell each other if you're going to cheat.
No, it's not cheating.
It's not cheating, no.
Right.
It's not cheating, but you know, cheating's not a crime or anything like
no,
that.
No,
anyway.
But it's wrong.
Okay. And
if you've told somebody that you're going to be monogamous with them and you cheat, that's wrong.
Right.
You're
and
violating your agreement.
But if you tell somebody that you're that we have an open relationship, but it's really an understanding in that open relationship that you won't step outside, and if you do, that other person's going to feel bad and feel inadequate, then you've done something really close without the wrong attached to it.
I don't understand. What now?
Okay. You said that you would be disappointed, and you said that you would feel inadequate if...
No, I would have wondered what I did wrong to drive her towards someone else.
I think that kind of fits into the category of inadequacy.
Maybe so.
But fine, I'll use exactly your words.
Okay.
So, therefore, it essentially makes you feel bad. What's wrong about cheating is that it makes the other person feel bad. I don't think you have anything different than a monogamous relationship.
No, it is a monogamous relationship, but it's honest and open. It's not people lying to one another like most people do. The statistics show that a good chunk of people in relationships are cheaters. There's a good chance that the person that you think is devoted to you is tapping the secretary at work, or having sex with the boss, or something like that, or having sex with your best friend. And that, when you find out after the fact... You want to talk about feeling inadequate. You want to talk about being hurt. That hurts a lot more than anything else that could happen in our relationship.
I don't think that it hurts finding out later more than finding out before.
You like think that
the
you...
The call
would,
on the phone that says, hey, I've decided I'm going to have sex with Mark. Like, that would be a really crappy telephone call. Because then you're sitting there when it's happening thinking about it.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's better to know that then than to know later on after you've had sex with that individual. After your wife, Mark, is to step out and have sex with another guy without you knowing about it, she could have sex with some other guy and it could be unprotected.
Yeah.
And he could get her pregnant. He could give her an STD. And then she could come back to you, since you don't know about it. And she could have sex with you. And you could get the STD, because it's your wife. You have sex with her unprotected. Why would you be protected when you're having sex with your wife? So, therefore, there's a darn good chance that you could get yourself an STD from that sort of behavior, Mark.
I understand.
There's all
saying.
Kinds of reasons to go with my style relationship over yours. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Tim in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Alas, spinach.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
How are you guys doing this evening?
Yes, indeed. We're doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, I just thought it was interesting that spinach was the target of this huge nationwide ban, and I was wondering if anybody in the listening audience knew about oxalic acid, or if anybody out there was an expert on any of these things.
What is oxalic acid? I never even heard of it.
I came across it just listening to different nutritionists and doctors, and have heard it time and time again. Looked into a little bit, but certainly don't have any extensive knowledge on it. But apparently broccoli and spinach both provide us with quite a bit of this, and this is a known cancer fighter. And I just thought it was going to be pretty critical. Myself, having used spinach in my diet regularly and depend on it for quite a few nutrients, such as iron, I just find it hard to believe there's a nationwide ban on that.
I don't know if it is a nationwide ban. I honestly haven't been following it. It may simply have been that the FDA ordered these companies to just chuck their current stock, and now they have to sort of replace the stock that they currently had on the shelves. That may be what it is.
Well,
I don't have the details.
Here in Wisconsin, central Wisconsin, as far as I know, I can't buy spinach. I can't buy raw leaf spinach, whether it's bundled or bagged.
How long is it going to take? My question is, how long is it going to take for the black market to pick up spinach sales? I mean, if they really do ban spinach, is there going to be high enough demand for spinach in America to where it's going to be, hey Tim, you know where I can score a bag of spinach?
Well, here may be a generic way for everybody to help themselves. Go buy some cheap lights. Most people in Wisconsin have basements. Set yourself up a hydroponic spinach garden and just go to town, because there's going to be a need for this. And
it would be a lot of fun if you actually set up a hydroponic spinach garden. If the cops were to fly over and get their little heat thermal sensor out and see that you've got a indoor garden going on, and raid your house expecting to find all kinds of marijuana plants, and it's really just a spinach crop. Thanks for the call, Tim. 800-259-9231. imagine, Mark, you've got a bag of spinach that retails for $1.99 on sale. It's like 16 ounces, a whole pound of spinach. On the black market, that might cost you, you know, 20, 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah, something just like that.
I like his solution, though, the grow your own spinach option.
Yeah, weed's easier.
Yeah, but you can't eat it. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show, Free Talk Live. Well, you can.
Taking you to nonpartisan places you've never been to and leaving you there.
Do you think the country would be better off without the two parties? I mean, if we just got rid of that little D and that little R next to the legislators' names, would the sky fall? I can see almost no downsides to something like that and a ton of potential advantages for America.
Common Sense with Dan Carlin, the opinions of a new generation. Get the MP4 your podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show there for you, and a dial-up version as well. Both of them free. freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org to Steve in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about, I live in Orem, Utah. I live around a bunch of Mormons.
Yeah.
And I just recently have been kind of turned on to the 9/11 and how it was, you know, an inside job, and
I've looked allegedly, I guess.
But I've looked more and more into that. And what I'm trying to say is, when I talk to people about, you know, the Mormon religion, you know, the flaws, and I talk to people about 9/11 and the flaws, I get the same kind of response. You know what I mean? They don't want to hear it. They don't, you know, you're wrong, you know.
I get the same kind of response. This is the same kind of response you get from anyone who's a true believer. And it doesn't matter if they're a true believer in Jesus. It doesn't matter if they're a true believer in Mormonism. It doesn't matter if they're a true believer in the so-called government story on 9/11.
Or the political party.
Or the 9/11 truthers. So you say you've just stumbled into the so-called 9/11 truth movement. I was talking with one guy last night. He sent me an email. I sent one back. I said, look, I don't have time to talk about this stuff. He was trying to point me to all this evidence. Look at this evidence. I said, look, man, I don't have time to look at this, nor do I care either, because as we pointed out before on Free Talk Live, it doesn't really matter who was behind it. What matters is what's been done because of it, and it's been our liberties that have been stolen and destroyed because of it. That's the fight that we're in. But I was presenting him with the loosechangeguide.com, 911myths.com, and I said, have you actually read this website? And he wouldn't answer the question. And I kind of pushed it on him. Then he sort of admitted to reading some of the website. And it's that same kind of response. Like, I don't want to question my belief system. The truthers have made up their minds. They've decided that the government was behind it, that the buildings were controlled demolitions, and they don't want to see any evidence that counteracts their belief system either. Now, personally, I don't believe any of it. I don't believe the truthers. I don't believe the government story. I don't believe any. I just sort of take the information as it comes in and say, oh, okay, that's nice. Now let's talk about what we're going to do to get our liberties back.
That's a good point. But, you know, it's you first have to realize what has happened. You can't deny it, and you can't sit there and lie to yourself. I mean, you got to come to some kind of reality that, hey, you know, what I think is true to be is not true. I mean, I'm open for people that tell me I'm wrong and, you know, show me how I'm wrong. You know, let's learn together. Let's figure this out, you know.
Great. Well, there's plenty of websites and stuff that you can do that on. It's just, I feel like we're just covering the same old ground over and over again, Mark, on this on this issue. And it's not getting anywhere. I told the guy I was talking to last night, I said, give up on me, okay? Because it was like he was trying to convince me to get on board with the 9/11 truth movement. Like, he wants Ian from Free Talk Live to lead the way in the 9/11. And it's not my thing. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me if the government cartel of evil guys who meet in a secret room somewhere were behind this. It wouldn't be too surprising if they were, and nor would I care. I already know that they're bad guys. I already know that they're big government freaks that want to shove their system down our throats. And really, just please, for those of you out there that think you can convert me to your side on this 9/11 thing, I'm not going to convert to the government story side, and I'm not going to convert to the truth side. Okay? So just give up at this point.
I don't need to know.
It doesn't affect my worldview as far as what the truth is about 9/11. It won't matter to me. I'll find it interesting. I'll say, oh, it's like if tomorrow, there's some sort of big revelation and George Bush comes out and admits his involvement in 9/11. We'll talk about it. That's huge news, right? We'll cover that on Free Talk Live. But it won't change my worldview. I already think the government is terrible and needs to be dismantled.
Okay. That's a relief, because I was getting the impression that you just don't care. I mean, you could be picked up as a terrorist and tortured somewhere, and, you know, you wouldn't care until it happened to you, you know what I mean? Because
if you listened to the show for more than a week, you would know that absolutely that is not the case at all.
Well, I mean, it's not his responsibility as a listener to listen more than a week. It's only his responsibility to listen right now.
I'm letting him know. Give us a little more time, and I think you'll come to understand where we stand on things. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Did I make that clear?
Yeah.
Like, crystal please, clear. Please stop trying to recruit me. I had this 15-minute instant message conversation. I was doing other things at the same time. I just kind of checked back here and there and talked to this guy. And he kept, like, harping on these points, bringing up, well, what about the molten lava that was found in the bottom of the 9/11 buildings and blah, 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 blah. Well, what about it? I don't know anything about it. And no, I don't want to read your 5-page-long links that you're sending me that talk about it. I don't. I've got a whole email box full of stuff that people want me to read.
Right. About this show and things that pertain to doing it, not 9/11.
And other things, too.
Yeah.
People want me to read all kinds of things. And I'm just trying to figure out at this point what I'm going to do the more radio stations we get. I'm going to have to hire somebody to read all this crap because I just don't have time for it. And I certainly don't have time for speculation, which is what it is. He was trying to point out that to me that, well, this is really important and blah, blah. I mean, if I had the chat log, I'd bring it up. But he was trying to point out how, well, this relates to, you not agreeing with government. I mean, this is important. No, it's speculative. It's hypothesis. It's unsubstantiated rumor, essentially. There's nothing more to it than that. And if there was more to it than that, then the insurance companies who are insuring those buildings would be all over your so-called evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're somebody who's running an insurance company, and you've insured the World Trade Centers for $3.5 billion or whatever the insurance policy coverage was, would you just write that check without checking out the situation? I mean, if there was all this so-called evidence out there for controlled demolitions and a secret conspiracy,
phosphorus and molten lava and these sorts of things,
and the owner,
like evidence.
And the owner of the building being behind all of the conspiracies, wouldn't you be interested in checking those leads out? Don't you think? Am I being wacky? Am I part of the conspiracy for even suggesting that, Mark?
No.
So,
sorry.
If the and by the way, it wasn't just one insurance company; it was multiple insurance companies behind the buildings. Why don't they seem to care about your evidence? Maybe that's because your evidence is full of holes. And maybe the government story is full of holes, too. And maybe I just don't care. 1-800-259-9231. On the other side of that coin, though, interestingly enough, there was a complaint on our website today on the bulletin board system in the show forum, because there's a couple different forums in there. There's, like, general, where you can post whatever you want, the issues. And then there's the show, where you can critique us. Well, somebody has a critique for us, saying all this conspiracy talk is turning away potential libertarians. Well, we're not the ones getting on the air and bringing the stuff up. People are calling in. And if you don't like it, then call in and get on the lines instead of them. Because they're picking up their phones. And all you're doing is posting on the BBS. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You want Free Talk Live to talk about different stuff? It's on you.
Yep,
more coming
it's your
up.
Show.
Your show, Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. The show is yours if you take control of the airwaves. Toll free number 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got lots of features. It's all totally free, though. There's some technical problems with some of our web forwards right now. So really, all I can do is point you to freetalklive.com because that part of the site is working just fine. Bear with us. We will get them remedied. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for some passionate political talk that doesn't sound like it was written by flax from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, David in Montana, listening on KGEZ or on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Long live Free Talk.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind?
I have some truth right here that cannabis or hemp, whatever you want to call it, you could eat the seeds, and it's the world's most nutritional seed on the planet.
Really? What's in there?
In 2 tablespoons, there's 5 grams of omega-6 LA, 2 grams of omega-3 LA.
Well, you're kind of a health food nut.
No, yeah, right. I got the bag right here. And that's another thing I wanted to say, right? It's all grown in Canada, so you could buy it here in America, but if you grow it here in America, it'll take your house, your kids, your car, your property.
You're talking about hemp seed. Hemp
well,
seed
see, it's
oil
the same
or something.
Thing. Well, it's all about pollinization, right? The plant of cannabis that gets you high is the female that's a virgin, unpollinated, right? That's what causes a flower to have no seeds. The ones that got
well, there's still you can still smoke the flowers with seeds, and they still have THC.
Right. Well,
in
there's 52 two different varieties of hemp or cannabis. One of them is hops. You drink it every, you know, most people drink it every day, you know, hops.
Really? So, they're related? I didn't even realize
that. They are, yeah.
Now, wait, now, before you go on, Dave, Mark, you're a bit of a health food. Now, what is omega-6-3 thing all about? What is all that?
Oils that are good for your brain?
Super omega-3 SDA it has in it, 2.2 grams, 0.4 grams of super omega-6 GLA.
So what do you have, some sort of an extract that you take a tablespoon of?
No, you just chew the seeds. You just eat the seeds. They're delicious.
No, they're not. Come on.
They're dehusks, right?
Really?
No husk on them. D-shelled, and they're just delicious. You could toast them. You could make them into a cream. Put them in, in your slushies, you know, or, you know, protein drinks.
I'm just imagining Dave.
33% protein they are, right?
I'm imagining Dave walking down the street in Kalispell popping marijuana seeds into his mouth.
Just go check it out in a health food store right now. And if you're set up to grow cannabis indoors, you could grow any vegetable or fruit on the planet. Right?
Sure you could.
If we had, like, free electric or real cheap electric, everybody could grow their own food right in their own house. You wouldn't have to worry about the spinach with
I know, but you really have to be into that sort of
thing.
Well,
not really. It's simple, man. With the lights, it just happens. If you have the...
It's simple, but there's some side effects. I mean, you could get insects in your house. You have to really be careful.
Right. You know, you have to do certain
things. It's a project. I mean, you really have to be into growing food in order to do that. I'd rather have other people grow my food for me and pay them to do it. But, Dave, thanks for the call, as always. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Toll free number. You look like you had something to say.
Well, they sell flaxseed oil, I know, in the health food stores. I'm not sure if I've ever seen hemp seed oil.
Maybe it's something you can get in Montana because they're so close to Canada.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Quite possibly.
All right. Remember, Mark, there's your fans out there want you to jump in. I shouldn't have to say you look like you had something you wanted to say.
I didn't have much to say there, though.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's important.
Like they have flaxseed oil in health food stores?
Your fans complain. They say Mark doesn't get enough airtime, even though you're on here 18 hours a week with me. Let's continue with Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Brent?
Hey.
Hello?
All right.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, just one more example of complete idiocy on the part of the government.
do tell.
Well, I'm driving home from work today. It's 5 o'clock in Kansas City, which means heavy, heavy, heavy traffic.
I bet.
Right? And one of the busiest intersections in one of the busiest areas in Kansas City, a very high high business area, basically.
Okay.
Kansas City was closed because they're repaving it at 5 p.m.
Jeez.
I mean, this is something that literally this takes them the amount of time that it has to be closed is like 3 or 4 hours.
Couldn't do that at 1 a.m. or anything.
Yeah, and yet somehow this ends up happening literally when probably. You know, tens of thousands of people go through this intersection between, like, 4:30 and 6:30.
Yeah. Well, it's a perfect example of the government just not caring about you and your schedule and caring about customer service. If this was a private road company, you can damn well bet they're going to schedule their repairs for the times on the road where the least people are there, where the least people will be inconvenienced.
Well, because, I mean, if people aren't using their, you know, if people have to go to a different road... Because their road is closed when everybody wants to use it, obviously they're going to lose money.
Yeah. Revenue.
You know, it's not because they're nice. You know, like people have this conception that, the government's nice and people that own businesses want to make money are mean, so obviously the government's doing something.
Why do people have that misconception? That's messed up.
You know, I mean, it has nothing to do with mean or nice. It's the fact that if you can't use the road because it's closed at an inconvenient time, they're going to lose a bunch of money.
What makes people think the government's nice? The fact that there are roads. I mean, what makes you think the government's nice? How many instances, encounters of with the government have you had that have been nice?
Yeah. I mean, I've met nice people. Like, for instance, there was a lady at the DMV. I was waiting for, like, 4 hours to get a renewed driver's license, you know, and the lady there was very nice. But
she might have been nice.
Kind of beside the point, you know.
But waiting 4 hours wasn't very nice at all.
Exactly. Yep.
Your time's worth money, but they don't care about that because it doesn't matter to them because they know you have to come there anyway, whether or not you like it or not. Thanks for the call, Brent. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I think anybody who's been at the DMV realizes how inefficient the government is and how little they care about you, your time.
I don't know if they realize that it applies to the government as a whole. I think a lot of people just talk trash about the DMV because it's one of the government agencies they've had the most experience with.
Sure.
And they just know the DMV's crappy. But I don't think they've realized that it follows that all government agencies are of the same ilk. They're all centrally controlled bureaucracies.
The funny thing is actually the DMV is going to be one of the more efficient government bureaucracies because they deal with the public on such a regular basis. They're going to be good at it because they have to deal with the incentive. There's a market incentive on the DMV of dealing with the public because they have to deal with really unhappy people all of the time when
it's
do
very,
poorly.
Very little bit.
It's a smaller market incentive.
But I mean, there's
the other agencies don't have it. They don't have 30, 40, 100 people in their office upset about the wait.
You mean agencies like this from News Channel 5.TV, Brownsville, a case of mistaken identity turns a Brownsville's family's world upside down. Lupe Cuellar and his wife Pilar was startled at 1:30 in the morning by a knocking at their door. The men at the door said they were cops, but Lupe wasn't sure. He said he'd heard about some burglaries in the neighborhood. He told his wife to call police. She called 911. Pilar says the 911 operator told her, "We got a call that your husband was beating you." The officers tried to kick down the door. She told her husband it was the police, and so he opened the door before they could bash it in. Lupe says the police officer put him in a chokehold, dragged him to the kitchen, and threw him on the floor.
Mm.
He said officers asked him why he didn't open the door, and Lupe says he tried to explain he didn't know who they were. Look, I don't care if you're saying you're the police. It's 1:30 in the morning,
right,
and I've got a family to protect. I don't know who you are. I can't see your badge through the door, and I don't care. It might be a fake badge. There's police supply shops that anybody can order a badge from.
Right. I don't know what the official badge looks like. How am I going to know what a fake one looks like?
Lupe's wife and kids watched officers cuff him and haul him outside in nothing but his underwear.
Nice.
He says, "It's really embarrassing, and I feel like a criminal." Pilar says she pleaded with the police, saying, "My husband doesn't abuse me. He doesn't beat me." He said, "I couldn't believe this was going on." The police quickly realized there were no domestic violence at the house. They looked at me and said, "Yeah, you're all right," and they took off, said Lupe. He went to a hospital where a nurse called police to report what happened. Sergeant showed up and told the Cuellars what had really happened. Apparently, the dispatcher gave the police
the wrong address. Oh, my God.
The real domestic violence call was two houses down. Officers arrested another man for assault. Lupe says his daughter is now frightened by the sight of police, for good reason.
Surprise.
So you want an example of another government agency that does not care at all about dealing with you and how it treats you? Look to the police. 800-259-9231. You know what? This guy's lucky he didn't end up with a bullet in his head, like has happened on other mistakes.
It has happened.
Of similar manner.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Normally, I would direct you to auction.freetalklive.com, but since we're having some trouble with our web forwards, you can try it. It might work. It's actually been working for me, but that doesn't mean it'll work for you. And so if you want to bid on our auction, just go to freetalklive.com. You'll see a direct link to the auction at eBay right there on the front page. First thing under the What's New section at freetalklive.com. People have actually been bidding on it this time, Mark, because we changed the way we were doing it. Last week, we had the auction going on to where the starting bid was $555, and that's just way too high of a starting bid. Nobody wanted to place a bid on that.
Okay.
And it was going to be for 5,000 bumper stickers. So what I did was I changed it to where the starting bid was 99 cents, but I also made sure that you didn't think you were going to get 5,000 bumper stickers for 99 cents, right? So there's a certain reserve, which is fairly low on this particular auction, and if you win at the reserve level, you're going to get your advertisement for whatever, your business, your product, service, maybe just something you like that you want to promote. You'll have half of the backside of our bumper sticker on at least 500 of them if you're the winner of this auction, and maybe more. Depending on how high the auction goes, I'll increase the amount of bumper stickers that you're going
to
be on.
Right, we don't want to make any money on this.
No,
we just
want to
cover
the
bumper stickers.
Exactly. In fact, you're only going to be paying for half of the bumper stickers if you're on half of the backside. So go to freetalklive.com, click the link to the auction there right under What's New to place your bid. It's already up to about $60 at this point, so there have already been some bidding action going on. Again, freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Rob in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, yeah, the government planted Amelia Earhart in the World Trade Center and infected her with E. coli. I mean, it's like, you know, I think people kind of start missing the forest for the trees when they start getting into too many of these conspiracy theories. I mean, the stuff that the government does on the surface should be ample amount to convince anybody
right.
that it's really up to no good.
That's what I like to say. I mean, there's plenty of concrete, irrefutable, undeniable evidence
that they admit to every day
that the government is bad. Bad news,
I mean, you know,
all over the place.
Exactly. I mean, from the standpoint, like, from a black person, look at the Tuskegee experiments. I mean, that was something, you know, the government let, like, almost 400 men just have syphilis for decades just so they could see how it would turn out. So, I mean, that's something which is very widely acknowledged. That's not even some sort of fanciful conspiracy theory. You know, and you see things, I mean, there's been so many things over the years that I don't even see why you even have to bother wasting your time. I'm sure that there's a lot worse things that the government does that it does keep secret, but if I walk into an old house, it's dark, and I see bugs everywhere, I'm going to assume if I go into a very dark room, there'll be a lot more bugs. I'm not going to, I don't even need to waste my time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
So, yeah, so I think that, you know, just don't so much worry about the conspiracy theories. Worry about the wrongdoing that you see right in front of your face. If you address,
but what would you say to the, now? I'm just going to play devil's advocate here for a moment. If we had a conspiracy theorist or a truther on the line with us right now, they would say that, well, Rob, this is so important because this is the most evil thing the government has ever done. This is the thing that has allowed them to start destroying our liberties. And isn't it important to know the truth? Isn't it important to do the research?
Well, I mean, what would it cost? I mean, you know, I do always have to wonder exactly what benefit ultimately is this going to give us. Like I said, we do know a lot of things that the government has done, and I don't see that specific instances of outrageous government behavior really have ever caused people to kind of lose faith in the government. You have to start thinking in terms of freedom, private property, and things along that line.
I'm glad you brought that up, Rob, because it applies to the 9/11 truth movement, because they still have faith in the government. They believe that the government is, this particular government's bad, we need to bring them up on charges, but when we replace them, then this new government needs to go out and secure the border, because we can't have those immigrants coming in here.
We need lots and lots of Border Patrol agents.
And in fact, you know, if you do actually uncover a big-time conspiracy in that sort of way, I actually think that it might ultimately be damaging to a freedom movement, because it would give people some sort of misplaced faith in the people that they put into office, thinking that these other people were evil, but now we've got these good guys, let's get behind them, you know, Sieg Heil. I mean, that sort of thing really just, I mean, completely turns me off, because the entire idea of you placing faith in government, to me, is the issue.
Absolutely. Government is incompetent, it's clueless, it's slow, it's expensive, and it's just not worth putting any faith in. It's going to disappoint you every single time, and any time it tries to do anything, there's always going to be unintended consequences. These are the important things to talk about, the principles behind the issues. We bring up an issue, but then we talk about the principles and why things are the way they are and how they could be better if we would just drastically cut back on the size of government or eliminate it altogether.
Exactly. I mean, the government is incompetent at its best. It's malevolent at its worst.
Which, of course, is an argument against the conspiracy theorists to suggest that the government has been so competent to be able to be behind this so-called plot of blowing up the World Trade Center. I mean, there, as you pointed out, Mark, there'd be so many people that would have to be involved in such a complex conspiracy, it's just ludicrous to believe that this bumbling government could somehow pull it off.
It'd have to be a huge cover-up.
Rob, thank you for the call, man. Any final thoughts? Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind, and that's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's just so frustrating, Mark, to talk to the conspiracy theorist crowd. They really believe they're doing something worthwhile. They really believe in their heart that what they're doing is a great way to spend their time converting people, showing them videos, passing the information around. But while they may have success from time to time, and they may indeed convert somebody, they're also alienating a lot of people.
I'd have to say that's true. American people just don't seem to care about big, evil movements by their government. They just don't seem to.
No. There's been example after example of it, and there continues to be example after example. And we, meaning the American voters, continue to re-elect the same fools over and over again, even when they know. People know that government lies. People know that government's dishonest. But for some reason, they keep voting for these guys.
You know, what I found interesting is a couple of nights ago over in Hungary, there was rioting everywhere in the streets of Budapest.
Really?
Yeah. Because the president came out and basically had said that he had been telling stories to the Hungarian people about their economy, that it was doing well, and it's actually doing very poorly. And so the people began to riot because their president told them a lie.
Wow. When's the last time that's happened here?
Right. You know.
When is the last time there was a riot in the United States?
Sorry. Well, you know, they...
What counts
Rodney King?
Rodney King? That would have been over a decade ago at this point.
Or was it O.J.? Was it O.J.?
Oh, no, that wasn't an O.J. riot. Okay. No, that was Rodney King. The L.A. riots.
Oh, that's right.
Early 1991, 1992, somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
And these the conspiracy crowd, they're not interested in promoting liberty and freedom. We've talked to them before on this show. All they're interested in promoting is their theory.
Mm-hmm. Isolationism, usually.
Isolationism?
Isolationism is usually their political philosophy that they're going to solve their problem with.
What do you mean?
Well, the world is run by big, mean Jewish bankers.
Oh, yeah, the globalists.
And in order to get away from the big, mean Jewish bankers, we need to clear out the government, put in a new government, and
close the borders.
Close the borders. Stay isolated from the rest of the world, which is controlled by big, mean Jewish bankers.
But even then, they don't really have specific proposals. That's just what we've sort of extracted from the things that they've told us. They don't really have any specific proposals for what they'd like to see happen. All that they'd like to see happen is an international tribunal to investigate 9/11. They're just one-trick ponies. That's all they've got going on. They spend their free time. They get home from their job, being janitors or whatever it is that they do, or being actually some of them are people that work at colleges. They're professors, which is one of their big claims to fame. Well, we've got college professors on our side. Well, big flipping deal. There's college professors of all types out there. Some of them are kooky whack jobs, and some of them are just regular folk. Just because you have a college professor on your side doesn't mean much at all. But this is it. It's their one-trick pony. It's 9/11 this, 9/11 that, mm-hmm. and close the borders too. And the Mexicans are bad. I mean, that's all they talk about.
It just seems to me that they want to know something more than someone else. Mm-hmm. I know this about this, and here's my proof and stuff.
Makes them special.
Yeah.
Makes them a standout. And it validates them, actually. It validates all of the so-called research that they've done. I mean, they always call in and brag about how much research that they've done and how good it is that they've done all this research. And so that ability, you know, the fact that they've spent 500 hours. Remember, we met that guy last week saying, well, I spent 500 hours researching this. Well, good for you, buddy. Now you know more than somebody who's only spent half an hour on this. But what do you got to show for it? Hmm? What good is it
going to
do you?
I can't see it's going to do anything.
You're going to go out and show some people some videos. Some of them are going to come on board. Some of them are going to think you're a whack job loon. And that's the cross you get to bear. Hour number 3 is coming up. 800-259-9231. I don't want to be a part of it. I'll let you call in. I haven't censored any of the calls. We have the people complaining on the BBS about it. Oh, these people are making libertarians look bad. Well, we don't get on the air and agree with them. We call them on the carpet. How does that make libertarians look bad? Everybody that calls this show isn't a libertarian. Hello? More on the way. Your show. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.